You are listening to All News All Morning on the Mudderloads News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining me on the telephone this morning, one of my favorite couples from Twain Heart, Rich and Marilyn Knutson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Mark, and Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you. We are going to talk all about Christmas because coming up this Friday, one of my favorite traditions takes place in downtown Twain Heart, and we are talking about the annual Winter Wonderland Parade. How many years has this parade taken place?
At least 30 years that I know of. We've been part of it for that length of time. It's come from Santa coming in on a fire truck, and then we started slowly adding floats and different things up, and I think I don't know what we're going to have this year with all the rain and weather, but I think we'll have probably 20 or more floats, and
people. We end up in gridlock on our little street.
But it is special, and Rich, the stars are always shining above the clouds.
Always.
It is a very special setting because the crowd gathers within just about a two-block area, and it makes it just one of the smallest, most charming parades in America.
Yeah, we try to get the Guinness Book of Records to put us in, but they said they wouldn't do it.
We are the smallest, I think.
Okay, well, tell us about Friday night because things kick off well before the parade. What time do things get underway?
Well, at 5 o'clock or a little before, people start staging down Meadow Lane. And then at 5:30, Terry Miller leads the Somerville High School group in singing Christmas carols for about a half hour. And then at 6 o'clock, we have the lighting of the big tree. And then the parade immediately starts right after the lighting of the tree.
Who officially hosts this parade?
Well, we say the Twain Heart Christmas Committee, but really it is the community of Twain Heart. Anybody that's interested to help, we just, as we're all getting a little older, we'd like younger people to join in so they can carry it on.
At this point, are you still looking for entries?
Always. Babs, from All That Matters, puts all that together, and she and her husband, Al, do the announcing. And we'll take them up to the last minute.
And what Marilyn said is it is a community parade, but everybody's getting up in that age bracket where it's harder to do things. We have a gentleman by the name of Wes Jordan that's literally by himself putting the float, the Christmas float, together.
Santa's float.
And with my eyes going the way they are, I just can't get out and really do much anymore.
Okay, well, we have today, tomorrow, and Friday left, so it sounds like you're looking for some volunteers to help out.
Always.
Always.
And what telephone number should a person dial if they would like to volunteer helping out with the float?
Our number, 586-6338, would be fine.
The very next day after the Twain Heart Christmas Parade, there is a dinner with your name all over it. It's called the Rich and Marilyn Knutson Community Dinner. What is this all about?
Well, that was a poor choice to put our names. it's a community dinner that the Rotary Club puts on, Twain Heart Rotary.
And the Scouts.
And we go from turkey to potatoes, and, Marilyn could tell you all of it.
Turkeys to pumpkin pie, a real nice dinner, and it's basically for our community up here, and we have it at the Twain Heart School. And
the old one.
Old school.
The two of you are very well loved. You should be honored that your name is attached to this.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, but it wasn't necessary.
Okay, all right.
We just love the community, and we love everybody coming together.
And I always love talking to you each and every year for the Twain Heart Winter Wonderland Parade. Before we wrap this up, is there anything else the two of you would like to add?
Just wish you a Merry Christmas, and hopefully the rains will subside until after the parade.
And we will see you this Friday night in Twain Heart.
And join us for dinner.